Tom Walker mit Just You and I auf Flux FM. Heute Abend wird der Mann aus England, der eigentlich aus Schottland stammt, im Fluxbau spielen und dort noch weitere neue Stücke präsentieren. Jetzt ist er erstmal bei mir im Studio. Tom, welcome again.
Thank you very much.
So, where are you coming from today? You coming from England directly or?
No, we arrived yesterday, went to, what was it called? Hopson Brewery. Oh my, had many beers.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Hopson Barley, it was amazing.
Cool. So you checked out a brewery and
yeah, had
how
a
things
around.
Work there?
Yeah, it was really good. Did a lot of beer tasting. So when I woke up this morning, I was actually okay. The beer here is really good. So I was fine when I woke up.
Ah, see? congratulations on that very song that we've just listened to, Just You and I. It's a huge hit. I mean, when I listened to it for the first time, I was like, this is going to be a hit. And then I realized like 3.9 million people were thinking the same way.
Yeah.
And they clicked on that very song
yeah.
on Spotify. Now, what I want to know is, because you just told us that that song was written quite fast.
Yeah.
It kind of like poured out of your system.
Yeah.
And I want to know, is that a good sign? Is that a good indicator for a song that really is going to work? Because sometimes you write on a riff or you write on a melody and
yeah.
you're like, oh, this could actually be really good. I have a good feeling about this. Did you have a good feeling when you wrote Just You and I?
Yeah, I think it was kind of a therapy for me. Mm-hmm. I was having a bit of a hard time in life at the time. Without giving you my sob story, I won't give you it. But yeah, I was having a bit of a bad couple of months and sat down and kind of needed to write it. And it just came 4 or 5 hours later, it was done. It took a lot longer to record,
yeah.
put it that way. But I just wrote it on my guitar and kind of sat down. And, it was already done.
That's what you just said is interesting as well, because what I love about your music is that it's kind of like reduced to the max. There's not a signal too much on there,
yeah.
right?
It's
you, your guitar. There's a little rhythmical information as well.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
people
for sure.
kind of like know
yeah.
in which
there's
tempo.
There's a beat in there somewhere. Yeah.
That's the tempo you have to nod your head
yeah.
to when you're listening to Tom Walker. But how do you approach songs like this, and how do you get to that minimalistic version of your songs? Do you actually record more and get rid of layers, or do you actually know exactly which instruments to record?
No, you never know exactly. I've recorded this with a guy called Jonathan Quumby, who's mm-hmm. based down at Rack Studios in England, which is a really nice, good, big studio. And we went in and kind of had 2 days to get it. And all I had was the idea on the guitar. And we built the rest around that. So we did the guitar and the vocal, and we just added little flourishes and mm-hmm. little bits that needed. We actually tried a lot more drums, and then we were like, no, this is too much. We've ruined it.
Yeah.
So, we tried a few things out, but it was a nice, natural, organic process. I just turned up with an idea, and we developed it from there.
Yeah. And that might be your method of operation for the next few
yeah.
stuff, single stuffs and EPs and stuff that you're planning to do, right?
Yeah, well, I've been recording an EP with a gentleman called Jim Abyss.
Oh, yes.
And it's been amazing.
He's been working with so many great bands, right?
He's worked with so many talented bands, yeah. It's an absolute honour to record with him. And we're getting on really well. We've done 4 tracks so far, and they all sound tip-top. And
okay.
it's really nice to go in and record with someone who does it kind of a bit old school, you know?
Yeah,
doesn't
tape.
Use plugins on computer.
Yeah.
It's not tape, but it's Pro Tools. But he does anything with analog synths and real delays and real reverb units, you know what I mean? So there's no trickery with the computer. You just record it, and then you get the sound that you have.
Yeah.
And after that, you can't change it. You've got to make decisions,
good.
Which is cool.
No, that's the famous human touch, right? That
yeah,
so many
exactly,
musicians
yeah.
are looking for again
yeah.
after having recorded with quantized beats and
yeah,
computer programs
yeah.
and plugins. Now you're looking for the real thing again.
Exactly. I think so, yeah. I think people are crying out for the real thing as well, because I love the digital world, and there's a lot of good dance music, and I'm totally into that side of it. But it's nice to have a bit of real stuff. I think people have seen that with Rag and Bone Man. I mean, it sounds
yeah.
real, doesn't it?
That's true.
Sounds great. So,
that really sounds great.
Yeah.
Rag and Bone Man, we play him a lot. We play that a lot.
Oh, he's wicked.
Yeah. So you've recorded with Jim Abyss. Do you know when the result of that recording session is going to
We're putting an EP out.
Be available?
I'm not sure. I won't say the date just in case, but it'll be the next 3 months it'll be out.
Okay, sure. cool. Now let's listen to another song of yours before we talk a bit more and before you give us a little live
cool.
performance. Sun Goes Down heißt das Stückchen hier von Tom Walker. Heute Abend spielt er im Fluxbau zusammen mit Alice Merton. Und für das Konzert werde ich dann auch noch Tickets verlosen. Im Anschluss ans Gespräch vorne welche nochmal? Sun Goes Down, Tom Walker. Yeah, Tom Walker mit Sun Goes Down, ein Stück Musik, das basiert auf einem Ad Lewis Sample. Ad Lewis, einer der ganz frühen Blueser, der aufgenommen wurde von Alan Lomax im Rahmen seiner Recherchereisen durch die Vereinigten Staaten. Und Tom Walker hat auf das Sample obendrauf eben seinen neuen Song komponiert. Is that something that you do more often, that you listen to an old song and you kind of build your song kind of like on top of the thing? Because, I mean, sample-based music works like this. This is kind of like a sample-based
song.
Yeah,
yeah, for sure. No, it's something I've definitely... I went through a period of everything I was making had a sample in it. But then... yeah, I got back into
but
the...
But then the lawyers talked to you. But yeah, like, well,
I didn't want to say that. But then the lawyers came in like, how dare you use this? We'll never make any money.
No, but that's the story I love about the first Portishead record, right? Where they put samples on it and didn't talk to any lawyer before they put out the record. And then they've kind of like sold 15 million copies of that first record and it didn't make a dime.
Yeah.
Not $1.
I know.
Because they haven't cleared the fucking sample.
God damn it.
God damn it. It's a crazy world that we're living in. Isn't it? I mean. So there's going to be another Berlin show pretty soon on the 2nd of March. Is that right?
I think so. Yes. Yeah. Sorry, we're going on a month-long tour, so all the dates are kind of merging into one slowly. But surely. Yeah.
But that's where you want to go.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the mind fuck that you want to have.
Yeah, exactly. Well, no, we're on tour with a band called Walking on Cars, so we've got like quite a lot of shows in Germany and
Amsterdam
Europe.
Is going to happen tomorrow, I think.
Yes, yeah, Amsterdam's tomorrow, and then we're setting sail to Stockholm to do some meetings and stuff out there, and then back to England, and then back out for a month on tour, and then back again, and then off to the US, and then back
and again. Then the EP is going to come out. Is the EP something that which is your favorite way of putting out music? Is that something that you see as a thing that's really fits into the time that we're living in? Because so many people are like, oh yeah, my concentration,
yeah,
you know, I can only listen to EPs anymore, I don't get it anymore, the long player. Is a long player something that you have in mind for the near future? That's what I wanted to ask.
We're definitely going to make an album. Absolutely.
Cool.
100%. I don't think you can be an artist without making an album. I don't think it's possible. An EP is just a little taster before the album, put it that way. It's a little slice of the cake before the entire thing.
And then the stuff that you've recorded with Jim, how does that differ from the recordings that you've done before? Or is it still minimalistic, kind of like concentrated on your voice and on your guitar?
Some of the tracks, we've done a track on the EP that's called Rapture, which is full band, live drums, bass player, which sounds incredible. There's another track called Karma on there. Again, same story, but also a track called Blessings, very stripped back. We're going to do an acoustic version of one of the songs, I won't say yet, but that's very stripped back as well. So we wanted to show what we're doing, what we're showcasing live, as well as what we're doing on the record.
Oh, that sounds good to me. Now I have to restart the computer. That's a brilliant thing to do right in the middle of the show.
That's what you always want, isn't
it? Yeah, that's exactly what I was looking for.
No, so you rely on this technology and it just lets you down.
Yes, it's that, you know, that this computer, it's kind of like doesn't like the sound card sometimes and just throws it out in the middle of a show.
I can relate, believe me. I can relate to that, yeah.
Don't you? So what's your life? Because I've seen so many people out there. You're traveling with an entourage of 200 people who are all sitting right in front of the studio right now.
Yes, peering in with open eyes.
Yeah. So what's your live setup going to be? You, the guitar, and a choir of 200?
No,
or?
It's actually just me and the drummer. I know the entourage looks big, but it's actually just me and the drummer.
Okay.
I don't know who these people are, by the way. They just followed me here.
I mean, that's nice. That's like a cult following that
you
have already.
Yeah, they just follow me everywhere. I don't know them.
Have you heard him play guitar? We have to follow follow him.
Yeah, exactly. I heard he's got a gig tonight.
Around the world. So you're going to play with a drummer tonight. And yeah. Do you use some effects or?
Yeah, so we're running some of the stuff on a computer, running a little bit of track. Also a drummer too. I've played guitar. I've got big pedals of effects going on. So yeah, it'll be a good show. I'm really excited about it.
Sounds
sold
good
out.
To me.
I think it's sold out. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
which song are you going to play for us? I mean, you can probably take it slow because I still have to wait for the computer.
I'm going to play a song called Fly Away With Me.
Fly Away With Me, one of the newer songs?
No, it's an old school song. An old school song. What started everything off, I would say. I mean, Sun Goes Down was first, but people started to get really interested in the music after Fly Away With Me. Mm. So, yeah.
Cool. 15 Uhr und gleich 25 Minuten. Ihr hört die Morning Show am Nachmittag auf Flux FM. Alice Merton kommt übrigens auch dann gleich noch vorbei und wird uns ein bisschen was erzählen über ihre Musik. Jetzt geht's aber erstmal eine Live-Performance von Tom Walker auf Ohren. Now I just have to start the program to record your music with, and then everything's fine.
It's fine. It's all good.
I told you there's so many things in a live show that are happening.
That's why they call it a live show. I like mistakes. The imperfections in things make it.
Yeah. Although the imperfection in this studio's computer makes me sick, actually. I mean,
well, when you have to deal with these imperfections every day,
why don't we just buy a new fucking computer for the studio? It's crazy.
Spent too much money on the paint for the walls.
Yeah, maybe. That's exactly the thing. I hope our boss has listened in to this very show. Because she gave the order to paint the walls here. A new computer would have been so much better.
Yeah.
But now, believe it or not, the computer is running.
Is it ready?
And I'm recording.
Wow.
And you can... I'm sorry about the delay, Tom, but...
No problem.
That's the live thingy I talked about.
Exactly. Cool.
So, here's Tom Walker of Flux FM. Fly with me.
Yeah, I'm strumming on the corner, about to catch the last train home. Yeah, I love to jump the barriers, so can you spare a penny for my thoughts? I've been praised upon the pavement, passers-by don't pay much, chased away by neighbors, seen things you couldn't make up. If these streets could talk, they'd tell a story or two. I'm painting a picture for you, 'cause I can tell you what it feels like to lose your home on a cold night. Now can you see the blood in my red eyes? Just have another talk, we'll forget life. So come and fly away with me into a place where we could be anyone we wanna be. We can bottle up our fears, brew a taste so sweet and knock us off our feet more. We'll burn our troubles and hell them all. Paint our future on a fractured wall. So come and fly away with me to a place where, to a place where we could be. No, 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 no. Still in the station when I wake up, I miss the last train home. Jump back over the barriers, but no one's got a penny for my floors. I'm asleep upon the pavement, passers-by don't say much, tutted up by strangers, dream things you'd never dream of. If these streets could talk, they'd tell a story or two. I'll paint a picture for you, 'cause I can tell you what it feels like to lose someone you love on a cold night. As the cars roll by under the street lights, there's only one way I can forget life. So come and fly away with me to a place where we could be anyone we wanna be. We can bottle up our fears, brew a taste so sweet and knock us off our feet more. We'll burn our troubles and hail them all. Paint our future on a fractured wall. So come and fly away with me to a place where, to a place where we could be. Whoa, 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 yeah, we could be anyone we wanna be. Whoa, whoa. Well, these streets I'm walking,
They've started talking to me, oh, can't you see? Now, yeah, yeah, there's only one way out of here. We have to face the things we fear. Then we could be anyone we wanna be. Yeah, we could be anyone we wanna be. So fly away with me to a place where we could be anyone we wanna be. If we can bottle up our fears, we'll brew a taste so sweet, knock us off our feet more. We'll burn our troubles, inhale them all. Paint our future for a fractured wall. So come and fly away with me to a place where, to a place where we could be. Whoa, whoa, yeah, we could be, yeah, we could be. Whoa, whoa, yeah, we could be anyone we wanna be.
Stadium applause for Tom Walker.
Thank you.
Real audience applause from out there. Got these people out there. They're your fans now. Tom Walker war das mit Fly Away With Me live auf Flux FM. Heute Abend spielt eben auch im Fluxbau. Im Rahmen der Flux FM Session, der auch Alice Merton quasi noch ihren Stempel aufdrücken wird am heutigen Abend. Alice Merton ist dann in 10 Minuten, 20 Minuten auch nochmal kurz bei mir im Studio, damit wir auch über ihre Musik kurz noch ein bisschen was lernen können. Tom Walker muss aber jetzt schon runter zum Soundcheck. Tom, thanks a lot for visiting.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for that beautiful live performance.
You're very welcome.
I'll see you in the cellar later on.
See you in the cellar, yeah.
Bye.
That doesn't sound dodgy.